This is the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight, and this week we're shining our spotlight on Tap Restaurant.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm super duper, thank you.
We'll just dive right into this. Actually, I should ask first, what is your title at Tap?
I just kind of think of myself as chef and owner, although Mike is definitely the chef cuisine. Mike runs the kitchen, Brad runs the operation, and so, you know, I have had like a really, I don't know what I would call myself right now, right? I always think of myself as chef owner. When I sign my emails, I say chef and owner. So yeah, let's just say I'm the chef owner of Tap Restaurant.
And you've been there since the start.
Yeah. So Tap was started by my partner and my former partner, I guess, in October 2006. And then I joined on July 1st, 2007. And then I bought the restaurant from one of my partners in January 2010. And then left my current partner, stayed on as part of that partnership. So yeah, that's kind of like the trajectory of how long Tap's been around and how long I've been associated with.
One of my favorite dishes that you guys have, and it's the appetizer, it's the Caesar salad that you guys have. And I don't know how long you've had it or if you plan on keeping it for however many years, months, whatever it may be. But that Caesar salad like changed my perspective on how you can make salad. I was like, this is the coolest concept to, you know, be able to grill it or to be able to have it in a wedge. Then you put balsamic and you add this mixture to it. And that's one of the things that every time I come to Tap, I always have to order that because I'm like, this is the only place I can get it where it tastes so different and so unique and so delicious. And that's always been in my head. Now, dishes like that, will you ever change them up? Will you ever take them off? Is that one still on the menu?
It is. So that is one of those dishes for sure that, like, it goes through little tweaks. But wholesale, that dish, like, yeah, I think that one is one that is pretty difficult to improve upon. I'm not so, like, crazy as to say that we would never be able to do that. But yeah, that definitely sort of represents the pinnacle of what we think we can do with that dish. So like some of the components of it change a little bit here and there. Like we change the way that the bread is kind of incorporated into the dish often. But the execution of the dressing, for instance, like I don't think we've changed that in probably 10 years, 12 years. And I don't think I would, right? It's that. And when people ask for that recipe too, they're like, hey, how do you make your Caesar dressing? I have no shame sharing that with people because it's such an involved process anyways, that it's just easier to have it here.
Of course, do you guys still do your every Wednesday 30% off bottles of wine?
Wednesday 30% off wine. And then we've got our 3-course takeout menu Tuesday through Saturday as well. And then on Saturdays, we have our take home, we call it our take and bake menu. So it's a menu. We release both menus at the beginning of the week for the 3-course menu. So you'd pick that up at a designated time in the evening. It's hot. It's ready to go. You just take it home and eat it. But the take and bake menu gets released early in the week. And then we just kind of accumulate orders over the course of the week. And then they all get picked up on Saturday afternoon between 2 and 4. So yeah, that would be a take and bake meal. So you kind of, like all the components are cooked and ready to go. And then cooled down and packaged. And so you just kind of take it home and you can eat it that evening or the next evening or whatever the case may be. So yeah, we call that our take and bake.
And what's the best way for people to kind of follow along and see what you guys are doing? Is it Instagram? Is it email? How can people get in touch with you?
For sure. So our Instagram account is @taprestaurant, and Aaron keeps that updated all the time with the latest and greatest cocktails, wines, food photography, you name it, plus whatever we happen to have on the go. And if you just go to our website, so taprestaurant.ca, you'll get like a little pop-up that will try and grab your email. And if you put your email in there, then you'll get added to the menu mailing list as well. So it gets, we only send it like 1 or 2 emails a week, so it's not a huge commitment, but that kind of keeps you in the loop of everything that we have on the go.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Alistair?
And yeah, like, thank you as always for not just yours, but also your family's longtime support of the restaurant and catering and the whole nine yards. So,
of course, thank you guys for consistently giving out such amazing food and service. And honestly, we love, that's kind of like our special occasion place, is always going up there because you know you're going to get what exactly what you're looking forward to, if not better. So we appreciate it so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know an artist, business, or event that you'd like to nominate, head over to pulsefm.ca to put them in the spotlight.